Today I want to talk with you a little bit about sneaky ethics. There are lots and lots of papers, excellent papers, that talk to us about the standards of appellate conduct and the disciplinary rules of professional conduct and the lawyer's creed, and give us very good advice about how to stick with them. But a lot of that advice is concerns topics that are pretty in your face, conflicts of interest that just present themselves to you, bam, full on, and you know that you have to deal with them. Or issues in a motion for rehearing where you really want to be as honest and frank as possible as you can about your feelings at that moment in time, but perhaps it's not exactly the forum to do that. But there are other ethical issues that sneak up on us. And to me, the reason that these issues are so dangerous is that a lot of times they come clothed in the guise of everyday tasks. And so you're paying attention to the task at hand, you're paying attention to the substantive law, you're paying attention to the research you're doing or the waiver that you have found or whatever the case may be, and you're evaluating it in the context of the arguments you're going to be making on appeal, but you're not thinking about it in terms of the potential conflicts of interest that it may create or raise for the first time, or other issues with regard to the rules that you really need to consider. So the best way to address these and handle them is to be aware of what they are and be aware of when they may appear so that you can deal with them as early as possible. So the first part of my paper is commencing appellate representation, but really the second part of my paper was actually the first part for quite a bit of the drafting process. So this actually may be one of the sneakiest points at which ethical issues may appear. And there are really three areas in which they sneak up on you.